Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is Mint Light Morning Shot, and I am Shohini Sen. Good morning. Here's a roundup of the news you can use before you start your day.
The 16th edition of the Indo-US Joint Military Training Exercise, Yudh Abhyas, commenced at the Mahajan Field firing ranges in the western sector of Rajasthan on Monday, reports PTI. Brigadier Mukesh Bhanwala, commander of the 170 Infantry Brigade of the Indian Army, welcomed the US contingent at the firing range and impressed upon both the armies to achieve optimum cohesion and interoperability during the exercise. The drill comes days after the Air Forces of India and France held a five-day joint exercise in Rajasthan in January.
The Biden administration is set to announce this week that it will re-engage with the much-maligned UN Human Rights Council that former President Donald Trump withdrew from almost 3 years ago. The decision reverses another Trump-era move away from multilateral organization and agreements. U.S. officials said on Sunday that Secretary of State Antony Blinken and a senior U.S. diplomat in Geneva will announce that Washington will return to the Geneva-based body as an observer with an eye towards seeking election as a full member, reports the AP. Trump pulled out of the world body's main human rights agency in 2018 due to its disproportionate focus on Israel, which has received by far the largest number of critical council resolutions against any country, as well as the number of authoritarian countries among its members, and because it failed to meet an extensive list of reforms demanded by then US Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley.
Leftist economist Andre Zarruaz leads the field with over 80% of results declared in Ecuador's election. But who he will face in the runoff vote is still uncertain, as two candidates fight it out for second place. The vote took place amid a backdrop of economic problems exacerbated by a second wave of the coronavirus pandemic that has claimed 15,000 lives in Ecuador. And Sunday's polls were marred by long lines of people waiting to cast ballots as virus restrictions caused chaos, reports the AFP. With 32.3% of the vote, Arruaz, a protege of former President Rafael Correa, claimed a resounding victory in all regions of the beautiful country, although he urged supporters to wait for official results before celebrating. The battle for second place between indigenous candidate Yaku Perez and right-wing ex-banker Guillermo Lasso has been full of twists so far. China has formally arrested a Chinese-born Australian journalist for CGTN, the English-language channel of China Central Television, on suspicion of illegally supplying state secrets overseas, Australia's foreign minister said on Monday. According to Mary Spain, the Australian government has raised its serious concerns about Cheng Li's detention regularly at senior levels, including about her welfare and conditions of detention. Tensions between Australia and China have been high for the past year after Canberra called for an international investigation into the source of the coronavirus pandemic and Beijing responded with trade reprisals. Beijing has reacted angrily to Australia's liberal use of foreign interference laws to block Chinese investment in sensitive sectors and to investigate Chinese influence on the country's public life. Cheng Li's detention came weeks after Australian authorities raided the homes of Chinese state media journalists. South Africa suspended the start of its AstraZeneca inoculation program over concerns the shot does not work on a new variant, with WHO experts due to discuss the vaccine already facing questions about its efficacy for over 65-year-olds. A trial showed the vaccine provides only minimal protection against mild to moderate COVID-19 caused by the variant first detected in South Africa, a setback to the global fight against the pandemic, as many poorer nations are relying on the logistical advantages offered by the AstraZeneca shot. Africa's hardest hit nation was due to start its campaign in the coming days with 1 million AstraZeneca doses, but the government decided to hold off in light of the result from the trial conducted by the University of Witwatersrand in Johannesburg. The 1.5 million AstraZeneca vaccine obtained by South Africa, which will expire in April, will be kept until scientists give clear indications on their use, reports the AFP. Haitian authorities said on Sunday they had foiled an attempt to murder President Jovenel Moïse and overthrow the government as a dispute rages over when his term ends. The plot was an attempted coup d'etat, with authorities saying at least 23 people have been arrested, including a top judge and an official from the national police. Prime Minister Joseph Jout said plotters had contacted police officials at the presidential palace who were planning to arrest Moïse and then help install a transition president. Leon Charles, the director of Haiti's National Police Force, said officers had seized documents, cash and several weapons, including assault rifles, an Uzi submachine gun, pistols and machetes. Jout said authorities also found a speech that Supreme Court Judge Vikel D'Abrézil had allegedly prepared if he were to become provincial president. D'Abrézil is one of the three judges that the opposition favors as a potential transitional president.
You're listening to Mint Light Morning Shot with Shohini Sen. You can reach out to me on Twitter at Shohini Sen or on Facebook and Instagram at HD Smartcast. And to listen to more such podcasts, do log on to hdsmartcast.com.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.